Welcome to the RCI Business Report for Tuesday, February 8th, 2022. I am Tuva Gibson. Today, our report covers Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange, there were no trades on Monday, February 7th, 2022. The following are the latest closing prices for the major equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $9.06. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $3.75. Grenada Electricity Services Limited, $11. Republic Bank Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $9.51. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. St. Lucia Electricity Services, $20. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 18 securities, of which 8 advanced, 6 declined, and 4 traded firm. Trading activity resulted in the following movements of the TTSE indices. The All-TNT Index advanced by 3.65 points to close at 2,124.06. The Composite Index advanced by 3.06 points to close at 1,518.15. The Cross-Listed Index advanced by 0.34 points to close at 121.91. The SME Index remained at 43.18. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 513,000 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange, valued at $6.2 million. NCB Financial Group Limited was the volume leader with 344,000 shares, changing hands for the value of $2.7 million, followed by Grace Kennedy Limited with a volume of 74,000 shares being traded for $454,238.48. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange, in Monday's trading session, the following reflect the movement of the JSE indices. Overall market activity resulted from trading in 59 stocks, of which 29 advanced, 23 declined, and 7 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 12.8 million units, valued at over $136.4 million. Sagicor Select Funds Limited, Manufacturing and Distribution, was the volume leader with 2.1 million units, followed by QWI Investments Limited with 1.8 million units, and Sagicor Select Funds Limited Financial with 1.5 million units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, one declined and one traded firm as 9,248 shares traded on the regular market, with a total value of $16,228.56. Goddard Enterprises Limited was the volume leader with 7,052 at a high of $2.13 and a low of $2.13 before closing at $2.13. They were followed by Epley Caribbean Property Value Fund, which traded 2,196 shares. For RCI's Business Report, I am Tova Gibson.